The dollar is trading quietly heading into the North American session, with Wednesday's U.S. CPI report failing to generate lasting momentum. Headline inflation eased to 3.4% year-on-year and core inflation to 2.5%, both in line with expectations, prompting markets to reduce the probability of a September Federal Reserve rate increase to around 35%. Treasury yields are slightly lower, with the 10-year yield now at 4.67%. Euro dollar is holding around 115.20 as markets balance softer Fed expectations against the prospect of additional ECB tightening. A Reuters poll now shows 83% of economists expecting a 25 basis point ECB hike in September, while Euro area industrial production was unchanged in June, matching expectations and reinforcing the picture of subdued regional growth. Sterling is receiving modest support from UK data. The economy expanded 0.4% in the second quarter, in line with forecasts, but slower than the first quarter, while June GDP rose stronger than expected, 0.3%, as services and retail activity offset weakness in manufacturing and industrial production. The figures are respectable, but are unlikely to materially alter the Bank of England outlook. Elsewhere, dollar-yen remains close to the 159.50s, as wide interest rate differentials continue to weigh on the yen, although intervention risk and elevated Japanese producer inflation are limiting further depreciation. The Australian dollar remains softer despite the RBA retaining an upside inflation bias, while the New Zealand dollar is under pressure after a marked decline in RBNZ inflation expectations reduced expectations for a September hike. U.S. equity futures are pointing modestly higher after the S&P 500 gained 0.3% and the NASDAQ advanced 0.5% on Wednesday, supported by AI and semiconductor shares. The constructive tone is being tempered by weakness in Cisco following earnings and by the continued sensitivity of richly valued technology stocks to inflation and treasury yields. Oil is sharply lower as a large 17.4 million barrel increase in U.S. crude inventories and weaker demand forecasts outweigh unresolved risks surrounding Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. Gold has retreated towards $4,375 as investors take profits following its recent rally, although geopolitical uncertainty and reduced expectations for additional Fed tightening continue to support the broader outlook. The main North American focus is July PPI and weekly jobless claims, preceded by remarks from Cleveland Fed Hammock. Markets will examine the producer price details for evidence that pipeline inflation is reinforcing or challenging Wednesday's benign CPI signal, while the claims data will be assessed against recent signs of labor market weakness. The 30-year Treasury auction later in this session will also be important given concerns surrounding long-term yields and the U.S. fiscal outlook. That's all for now.